Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:43. How often do you see some very special piece of old furniture and covet it immediately? Perhaps it's the shape, the colour, and more often than not, it's the wood. My next guest sells special lighting, kitchen islands and tables, and every piece has a story, which is usually at least 100 years old, whether taken from a convict ship or an old church or a railway sleeper. The company is called Copperfish. And the founder, Owen Shanley, is our Green Business Person of the Month for March, thanks to Repack. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Joe.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Great honour. Thank you.
Tell us about where you get, they all come from all parts of
the
world.
Oh, yeah. We're all about the timber. We live for timber. There's two of us full-time, two craftsmen out in a workshop in Rathnew, and we source timber, nearly always Irish, with a history. So, for example, at the moment, I had a look yesterday on the way out of the workshop, knowing I was coming in here. So we have on the go at the moment, we've got lots of lights. We have three dining tables, two kitchen islands and a coffee table, all in process at the moment, but all made from different timbers.
Okay.
So one is being made from the bollards in Dublin Port that were lifted between the Ha'penny Bridge and the sea in 2016. They're Greenheart and extinct timber. One is being made from the Chancery in Trinity College, the timber from there.
How did you find out that the Chancery, for example, in Trinity was throwing out that bit of wood?
Because we spend our lives looking for old timber with a history. We're in with the salvage guys and, you know, word gets out now. People ring us. It's great.
So is that the equivalent of your doom scrolling?
Pretty much, yeah. My kids wonder what the hell I'm doing.
You got your hands on wood that was on a convict ship that was taking Irish convicts who might have stolen a sheep or something to Australia.
That's right. When they used to deliver the convicts to Australia, they cut down the local trees.
And that look, In Australia.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Jarrah. It only grows in 100 square kilometres roughly of Western Australia. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of reddish hue tree. That's how we know what the timber is.
And it's a hardwood?
Oh Jesus. Yeah, it's crazy hard, yeah. So that was brought back to Ireland on the ships and it was made into railway sleepers. It never needed to be treated or creosoted because it was so hard. And we've salvaged it and we've made a whole collection called the Ballast Collection, a lighting collection out of that timber.
And again, how did you know that this specific bit of wood was available to buy and to treat and to kind of look after?
We found that from salvage down in, where was that? I think that originally, God, I can't remember, that was some down Wexford, Waterford somewhere. But you'd know the timber.
Right.
You know, when the timber arrives, we now buy by the truckload.
Right.
And when it arrives.
You're not filling a boot. This is a truck.
No. We can't. You know, we have to buy because we're running a collection. Like we're doing okay. You know, we ship around the world now, you know, so. Now we're very small,
yeah,
but we're niche, but we're handmade.
You've got four staff and
two full time, two part time, yeah, and then a few odd helpers come in now and again.
Now you've brought in a lovely lamp sitting in front of us, we can motion to it. The webcam that might pick it up. That is a very interesting piece of wood and light, isn't it? Especially for us rugby fans.
Yes, that piece of timber came from the Anglesey stand in the RDS.
Wow!
And we got the little bulb made for us to match with the little nod to the rugby ball shape.
It is.
We get our own light bulbs made as well now.
So is there a chance that piece of wood is heading for 300 years old?
Well, the RDS itself was built in, we think, about 1731, and we think the stand was built about 1830, and that's the original
timber. That's a 200-year-old piece of wood.
And the other thing we find that's fantastic is in the older timber, actually all our timber's old, but we found a lot of that would have handmade nails in it. You know, in the days when the nails were made by blacksmiths, one by one, individually.
You have to watch your fingers. I mean,
get used to that after a while. We're well used to nails, and our poor old machinery is as well.
And your website is the core of what you do in terms of sales.
Yes, website. We sell through a few design shops like Avoca and Kilkenny Design, and they're great partners. But we can't. We don't produce in massive quantity.
Yeah, because you can't.
We can't, and we make everything to order. So we've. I don't think we've ever had a nasty customer ever. Our customers are lovely. They understand when they order, we start to make it. We make everything to order.
So it's a premium product in that
sense. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a mass-produced product.
Oh, no, and it never will be.
Right.
You can't. I mean, the timber is, by definition, finite.
You're never going to see a product like that in IKEA or whatever.
Oh, no, no. And then when that timber's gone, we move on to the next thing. We can't, everything is in the real sense is limited. It's limited by the timber we have.
And is this a finite, you said it's a finite product. When do you kind of run out of sources of wood to turn into beautiful furniture?
So far, so good. We're right. 10 years in business and we're doing okay. I spend a huge amount of time finding it. Our next, we're working on Trinity College.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we are in the process of working with, we found a shipwreck, a salvage shipwreck.
An actual ship.
This is an amazing story. In 1917, a ship called the SS Pegu was sent off, during the war, was sent to Burma to collect Burmese teak, which is the gold standard of timber.
Of hardwood, yeah.
Yeah, and on its way back past Kinsale, it was torpedoed by a German U-boat and sunk. And it was salvaged in 2011, and most, because it is real Burmese teak, most of the teak was used to restore the Cutty Sark over in Greenwich Dock.
And it wasn't destroyed in the water then?
No, it was sealed in the silt. Now, it's full of barnacle holes and stuff.
Right.
But most of it was sent over to the Cutty Sark, and then we got what was left. So we're working on that at the moment. So we will now, people will come out to us, to the workshop in Rathnew, and they'll come out and they'll pick their light or their table or whatever it is. We've made all sorts, made handrails now for stairs. We make everything.
Right.
And they come out and they... We'll come out and we'll show them the timber. They go, oh, I love that timber.
Mm-hmm.
And
they say, get me a table.
Make me a table,
or
a make light. It to their spec.
Yeah.
And the lights take about 3 or 4 weeks. The tables take 3 or 4 months. And then we deliver them out one by one. Proper, traditional, handmade.
Because you're reusing and you're recycling in every sense of the word, the wood. You are our Green Business Person of the Month. And congratulations. We're very proud of what you guys have done. That is Owen Shanley, March Green Business Person of the Month from Rape, courtesy of Repack. Back in a moment, talking about the markets.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.